and say, well, like I remember my father sprained his ankle one morning, and we went out on the commons, which was all yellow clay. Of course, there's grass out there, but you just take the surface of grass, and here was just that golden yellow clay. And we would mix it with, we mixed it with buttermilk and put it on my dad's ankle. Next morning, the swelling was all gone. He didn't know he sprained his ankle. It is powerful. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is one of the old remedies when you're talking about this clay for the horse. I just thought I'd bring that in.
Sure, right. Yeah. Right. Well, you spoke of the hoof.
Yeah.
Now, if you take them all together, how would you speak of that? Not just one hoof, but the horses.
Oh, how would you refer to it as the plural?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Hoofs.
Uh-huh.
The hoofs of a horse.
Yeah.
The hoofs, uh-huh.
Okay. Well, now, I don't know whether many sheep are raised in Clay County or not.
Many what?
Sheep.
Not a lot of sheep. You see quite a few around, but nothing to speak of. Maybe a farm will have 12 or 15.
Uh-huh.
Now, we used to raise quite a few sheep. Of course, back in the old days, there again, they raised the sheep for the wool.
Mm-hmm.
To make clothes out of. They would comb the wool and spin it to make the wool for your material and make up the material for clothes.
Mm-hmm.
They might have been kind of scratchy, but I imagine they were pretty warm.
Well, sure. Wool's still very much favored today, isn't it, as a material. What do you call the male and female of the sheep?
That's a yoe. And a buck, I believe.
Ah, uh-huh.
The female is a yoe and the male is a buck.
Well, now, Indiana is pretty good territory for another animal that roots around and makes a lot of noise.
Biggies! Pigs.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and the big ones we call?
And the female we call a sow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Now, what do they call the male? I don't know.
Well, I've heard of some terms. I guess boar would be.
Yeah, you're right. I couldn't think of boar. That's right. Yeah.
The seed hog is a word that's sometimes used.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But boar is a.
Boar is the more commonly used, yes. Uh-huh.
Male hog, maybe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You've already spoken of the female and the male. How about the young female? I'm on thin ground here, thin ice myself.
I think they just refer to any young as a pig.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see, we talked about raising hogs. How about the very long teeth-like projections from the hog? What are those called?
Tusks.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what they refer to them as, a tusk.
And what about the short, stiff hair?
Bristle.
Mm-hmm. And what were the long, open feeders called?
You mean they're oh, the feeders? Mm-hmm. Hog trough.
Uh-huh.
That's what we always call them, the hog trough.
And if you had several of them, you'd call them the
hog troughs.
Mm-hmm. Now, you and I are in a little weaker position on some of these things.
I'll say on this farming business.
But what about the name of the operation on the animals, depriving them of their organ?
Castration. Mm-hmm.
That was a common
one. Mm-hmm.